It's Behind the Beat. I'm John Kessler.
And I'm Nick Morrison.
This is Jimmy Cliff, The Harder They Come from 1973. For many of us, it was the first time we'd ever heard reggae.
And reggae grew out of two earlier styles of Jamaican music, ska and rock steady. And these were both preceded by the Jamaican folk pop music of the 1950s, a style called mento.
This is Alerth Bedassa from 1955, Rough Rider.
Hear a man singing, hold me tight, and don't let up any wider. Now me know you are a real rough rider. Look to me like you set bank glider. Yes, me tighter, you are a real rough rider.
While Jamaican musicians were playing mento, though, they were also listening to R&B music from New Orleans and Memphis. Folks like Louis Jordan, Fats Domino, and Roscoe Gordon. Here's Roscoe from 1952, a song called No More Doggin'.
No more doggin', pulling around with you.
So, Nick, what the Jamaicans were picking up on in songs like this Roscoe Gordon track were the offbeats. So if the song is going 1, 2, 3, 4, what they were hearing was the 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And that's important because that offbeat would go on to become the basis of Jamaican ska music.
And ska held the seed of reggae. Accenting the offbeat and playing songs at a fairly brisk tempo made ska a wildly popular dance music. This is the Wailers with Simmer Down from 1963.
The next step in the evolution towards reggae was a form of music called rock steady, which was basically ska slowed down. This is Alston Ellis with Rock Steady from 1966.
Come to rock steady. You've got to do this new dance. Hope you are ready. You've got to do
John, I gotta say, this sounds a lot like reggae. I mean, what's the difference between this rock steady that we're listening to and the reggae we're going to hear in a moment?
Well, I agree with you, Nick. The sonic differences between rock steady and reggae are small. But while the music may not have changed much, the world was changing around the music. Jamaica became independent in 1962. There were a lot of economic struggles related to that. There was a religious aspect to reggae. Most of the reggae artists were Rastafarians. And also at the same time, the black identity movement was happening.
So you're saying that what started out as dance music wound up as protest music you can dance to.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Get Up, Stand Up from Bob Marley, 1973. This is Behind the Beat. I'm John Kessler.
And I'm Nick Morrison.
You can podcast Behind the Beat, listen to the complete versions of all the songs we featured, and check out our web post at kplu.org.
Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up.